104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Mobsy, Betho and Jason Roses.
Good afternoon. Hello, Canberra. My name is Mobsy. We've got Betho and Jason Roses. And this is a brand new show that you're going to hear every single Sunday from 4 p.m. It's called Instacan. It's where we filter through what is happening in Canberra and around the world. And the thing is, the three people sitting here in the studio, we are so proud of this city, and that's why we want to do this radio show. It's not just because the radio station found us together having some champagne last night.
I mean, it may have also been that.
Possibly.
Ellie, can I just say, you know that I'm dedicated to a show when I actually didn't go out last night purely because I wanted to be half sane okay today to do this because I was being so excited about it.
I'm so, so proud of you because you are a party animal. And my moose heads on a Saturday night, that's your place to go to.
Yeah, not so much moose heads, I'd say more of a Kokomo's hopscotch type of gal, but we all know that I love to drink and I love to dance. And I also am the mornings announcer on HIT, 9 to 12 I do every single day, and also a little bit of weekend stuff. But Jason, let's be honest, you're basically a Canberra celebrity. I feel excited to have you here.
I gotta say, I'm so excited. By the way, I've come on with this really sexy, husky voice, so excuse the voice, but I think it sounds great. But I was been born and bred in Canberra, was on Big Brother, and I'm so excited to be doing this show with you guys.
And good thing, if he gets us on Instagram, we'll probably get more likes. What do you have, over 100,000 followers, something like that?
Yeah, about that. So there's a lot of followers, but yeah, no, I'm so excited to be in the show.
I'm stoked to be back on this radio station because I go way back. I mean, I'm ancient. I was 18 when, God forbid, someone there at the radio station gave me the keys to the Black Thunder. And get this, I actually had to ask Nige how to start the car because I'd never driven an automatic before.
What?
They let me fang that thing out of the car park. Ooh. So it's great to be back on this radio station. It is all about all things happening in Canberra. I tell you what, it's bloody cold today. I didn't want to get out of bed.
It's freezing. If I didn't have the show, I wouldn't have left the house.
No, it's actually so cold. I didn't want to leave. I'm in a jumper, but now I'm too hot in the studio.
Oh, yeah, that's another problem. Don't start with that.
Speaking of hot, we're going to turn things up and talk all things Love Island because there's actually a Canberra guy going in, and who better to get the GO about this guy than from his sister? That's happening before 5, plus sharing the toothbrush with your partner. What are the rules with it? We're going to chat about that next on Heat 104.7. This is Instacan.
Instacan with Mobsy, Betho and Jason Roses. Sunday afternoon from 4 on Heat 104.7.
This is Instacan with Mobsy, Betho and Jason Roses. And we're filtering through what's happening in Canberra and around the world. And Jason, you had a bit of a predicament this week.
I did. I was getting ready for work, beautifying myself as I always do. And anyway, I couldn't find my toothbrush and there was my partner's toothbrush. And I was kind of thinking, do I use it? Don't I use it? Anyway, I ended up using his toothbrush, brushing my mouth and put it away. And when I went back into the room, I said to him, just so you know, I've used your toothbrush. And the stare that he gave me could have killed me.
That is so gross. That is like a no-no zone. I would never share a toothbrush with anyone.
But
what's wrong with it?
I know. Is it really? Like, I just thought, you know, you're the same person, so you can just share each other's saliva.
You guys are already sharing saliva when it comes to a kiss. So what's wrong with sharing a toothbrush?
Exactly, that's
but
my thought.
But it's different, like it's unhygienic, that has been in their mouth, you know, getting all the food out of their mouth every single day. It's gross.
I quite liked it and, you know, I'd probably do it again and I won't even tell him next time.
Okay, when it comes to partners, I am so uncomfortable with that, all that sort of stuff. So I was seeing a guy for a whole year and the first 6 months of that, I would not even do a number two at his house. I would be so nervous. I'd hold it and then I'd wait till he was asleep in the middle of the night and then go, because if I was there for more than a minute, he'd know that I was doing a number two and I didn't want him to smell it or hear it.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, see, I would do that, but I'd leave the tap running so they didn't hear anything.
That's smart.
Yes,
I should have thought of that.
It's very smart. So ladies out there, turn the tap on so they don't hear the sound.
Toilet paper in the bottom of the bowl, also a good one. Not good
or
for the
just
environment.
Go to service station around the corner, which I know a mate of mine used to do back in the day. But I think
Brilliant. This
is actually a big sign of when you know you're really comfortable with your partner and that things are going to be great. Like, it's a sign of true love.
You're married, Ellie. What's your situation?
We've been married 4 years, together 8 years, and I reckon it was about 6 months when we got into that comfortable zone. Like, he dropped his guts in front of me and then I was like, all right, well, We're stuck together now. But that's just what happens. You become so comfortable in front of each other.
Do you let Fluffy off the chain in front of them?
Yeah.
So what's the most comfortable thing you guys do as a couple?
All right, well, we've just been on a 2-week camping trip together.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Now, we
and you're
had
still
a,
together, right?
Yeah, only just. We had a toilet in this camper van, and my poor husband, Jamie, had to actually empty the contents of that toilet into a pit toilet.
Oh,
now, he
my,
said to me, if
so
there was if there was one reason for divorce, it was because he had to do this. But that's how comfortable we are in front of each other. It's totally fine.
Okay, that to me is totally gross.
That is so, so gross.
Well, I wonder how you go, Beth, if you got on a date with Dom from Love Island. Like, if he was comfy doing a number two in front of you, because I know you're madly in love with this guy.
No way. Have you seen those muscles? Not going to happen. I'm pretending that I'm a fairy and I just have glitter come out.
Instacan with Mobsy, Betho and Jason Roses. Sunday afternoon from 4 on Hit 104.7.
It is Mobsy with Betho and Jason Roses, and we're all rugged up today because it's bloody freezing.
Seriously, can someone just get me a one-way ticket to Europe and then I'll just come back in, I don't know, November or something? It is so cold.
Well, you know what was amazing? I was in Brisbane 2 days ago, got off the plane in Canberra in shorts and a shirt, and it was so freezing cold. Like, why is Canberra so cold?
Because it's winter.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, do you know what really annoys me, though, when people in Sydney are like, it's so freezing, and it's like, really? Really?
Yes. No, having lived in Sydney, I know exactly what you're talking about. And I'm one of those people who loves the cold. Having grown up in Canberra and being the freak on a hockey field, just wearing, you know, the skirt and the T-shirt when it's -8. It's like, yes, this is the greatest time of my life. I'm loving it. But it's right about this time of year when people just start saying things about when it gets too cold. I've written a list. The okay. top things that Canberrans okay. say when it gets too cold. Number 5, the dog needs some new water because the bowl is frozen over. Have you ever had that situation, Jason? You've got a dog.
I've got 2 little cute cavoodles. I don't think the water's ever frozen over, but it happens with the grass, mm-hmm. like outside, but and the car, but never the water.
Number 4, sorry guys, the field is frozen, so there's no sport on today. That actually happens down in Tuggeranong at the hockey fields there.
Actually,
it would
wow.
freeze and you could not play. And same with rugby. They had to cancel games because the ice, it can cut people.
Bloody
Number 3. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Canberra Airport. Due to fog, all flights will be delayed this morning.
Oh, we yes!
Yes, yes.
So that annoying!
Definitely happens all the time.
Number 1 rule, always book the very, very first flight. You will not be affected by fog or fly in the afternoon.
Good yep. advice.
Good advice.
There you go. Plain nerd, guys. We'll get on to that another time. Number 2, is it okay to go to Westfield, Belco and Ugg boots?
No.
No, you know what? I think you can if it's cold and you want to be comfortable. I go to the shops in track pants sometimes.
I do too, but I go to the Super Barn, not Westfield, where you're going to see more than just like your neighbours. No.
I reckon the top thing that people say when it's too cold in Canberra, screw you guys, I'm booking a trip to Europe.
I just said that like literally a minute ago.
I'm talking about doing Europe next year if I have the money, which I won't, but I will dream of going to Europe next year to get out of this cold.
Instacan with Mobsy, Betho and Jason Roses. Sunday afternoon from 4 on Hit 104.7.
I'm laughing because you should have just seen what we were doing then in the studio.
A lot of dancing, a lot of singing.
Absolutely.
How good is the Backstreet Boys?
Backstreet's back. All right.
Oh, my God. I should not sing with this voice.
So the big news this week, for those of you who have not heard, is that the Backstreet Boys are performing at the world famous rooftop in Vegas, and you could be going. You literally could be seeing that song live. All you need to do is head to our website, hit1047.com.au, sign up to be a VIP, and you'll get in the draw.
So when the boss told me about this trip, I said to him, oh, please, can I go? Can I go? And he's like, no, sorry, we're only sending winners. So I've just gone to him, oh, well, screw you, I quit. He's looked at me and gone, are you being serious? Like, oh, you've got no idea. Like, 15-year-old Ellie Mobbs is dying on the inside at the thought of being able to see one of her favourite bands live. We're going way back to like 1999. It was May. I remember I made my dad drop me at Sanity, the old CD store in Greenmer Place.
Oh, my gosh.
To buy the Millennium CD. And Jason, I know you're a big fan as well.
I'm a huge fan of Backstreet Boys. I love them. I love that I want it that away.
Every time they come on, you start singing, right? It's just like an automatic. Know. When the Backstreet Boys are in my music log on a day, on a weekday, it makes my day. It literally lifts me up.
And it makes you happier.
Makes me happy. Oh, fantastic to hear that you guys are such massive Backstreet Boys fans, because I have actually got my hands on the Around the World Backstreet Boys board game. And we're going to play a little game right now.
I love the song.
Yeah. Five trivia questions about the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, okay.
And whoever gets the most wins a trip to Vegas.
Fantastic.
Wait, as in me or Beth?
Terms and conditions apply. Question number one, which is not one of Brian's favourite movie stars? Is it A, Mel Gibson, B, Sandra Bullock, or C, Tom Hanks?
I'm going to say Sandra Bullock.
Mel Gibson. No one likes him anymore. He said bad things.
I'm going to say Sandra Bullock.
Score one to Beth.
Yes!
Oh, no!
Question number two on the Backstreet Boys Around the World board game.
Okay, wait. I'm really nervous. Okay, let me focus.
What is Howie's favourite kind of food? Is it A, Asian, B, Mexican, or C, Italian?
I'm going to go with Italian. I feel like that's just everyone's favourite food.
I'm going to go Mexican.
You're both wrong. It's Asian.
No.
Oh. Question number three. What is the name of Kevin's black cat? Is it A, Quincy, B, Midnight, or C, Salem?
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go A, Quincy.
I'm going to go Salem.
Beth, you're right again.
Oh, yes! My God.
How many more questions?
We got two more to go, but Beth, if you get this right, then you win the trip to Vegas.
No, this is so not fair. Okay, all right. I reckon, hang on, Beth must have been one of those big Backstreet Boys stalkers.
I reckon she's a closet Backstreet Boys fan.
Look, 100%. I did used to have a poster of Nick Carter on my wall growing up. Sorry about that, Mum. I know she didn't like when I did that.
You've probably got a lock of his hair in your bedroom as well.
Question number four. Which actor was asked by AJ to be part of the band? Was it A, Ryan Reynolds, B, Justin Timberlake, or C, Ryan Gosling?
Definitely Justin Timberlake.
I'm going to go Ryan Reynolds.
It was Ryan Gosling. Neither of you got it right.
Oh, my God. Oh. So.
Tiebreaker. No, wait. Hang on.
No.
There's only one question left.
My math serves me correctly. So, Beth. Back, you're going to Vegas.
Yeah, you are.
I'm so jealous.
I was practicing my dance moves. Yeah, Nick Carter, I'm coming for you.
Okay, I'm very competitive. Next game, please.
Instacan with Mobsy, Betho and Jason Roses. Sunday afternoon from 4 on Hit 104.7.
You're on Instacan, where we go through what's happening in Canberra and around the world. It is Mobsy, Betho and Jason Roses. And guys, we went and got a coffee before and all you were talking about was this bloody Love Island show.
I know, and I don't know if we've all heard, there is a really good-looking guy from Canberra that has just gone on Love Island, and we happen to have his sister in the studio.
Woohoo!
Hey, Steph, how are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Now, when your brother went on, I didn't know he was your brother. And on Facebook, I saw you posted something and I was like, who is this hot guy? And then, I know, and then you were like, this is awkward, he's my brother.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
So, tell us, like, when did you know your brother was going on Love Island?
We found out on Tuesday afternoon and he was due to fly out 6 o'clock Thursday morning. So he had about 36 hours notice. Whoa.
And is it awkward watching him on TV? Because you told me you're watching it with your mum and grandma.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so grandparents are watching it. I'm hoping a lot goes over their head and they're just happy to see their grandson on TV. But yes, I have been watching it with my parents. It was a little bit nerve-wracking at first, I think, watching him and not being able to talk to him. But yeah, apart from that, it's actually been really good now.
See, I just can't help but think how horrible it would be because, like, my parents are really conservative, right? They're Christian. And, like, if I went on a show where I was, like, canning jiggy with other people, my parents would probably disown me. I probably wouldn't have parents anymore. Like, they know that stuff goes on, but they just pretend that it doesn't.
Yes. Well, luckily we haven't seen that with Dom yet.
Yes.
yes. Mum and Dad have been quite good. So, yeah, they're right.
Are you watching the show going, oh, come on, Dom, you got to pick her? Like, are you being the selective sister?
I am.
I was with my brother when he found his beautiful now wife.
Yes, selective and protective sister. So I was actually hoping he would be coupled up with Francoise. Cassidy's a lovely girl, but I just thought they were better suited to each other.
Cassidy's a lovely girl, but let's be honest, she only keeps one guy for about two episodes and then moves on to the other.
So I think the question Beth wants to know is, what type of girl is your brother into?
And is Beth suitable?
Well, apparently she is. I actually thought Dom was the brown hair, blue eyes, but he's actually blonde hair, blue eyes. So, Beth, you might be in.
What about personality? What's his personality type?
Someone outgoing, fun, respectable.
Wow, you're describing Beth to a T.
The first two.
The question I want to know is, how often does your brother train at the gym to get, and this is really awkward, you're his sister, to get that amazing body that he's got?
He does go every afternoon after work.
Wow.
Wow. So that's what it takes to look like that. And I suppose, you know, just Cassidy, if you're listening, well, she's not listening because she's in Spain, but if Dom ever comes out, just letting him know that I'm here and I also go to the gym every day, so...
You're in.
Steph, thank you so much for chatting with us about Dom, your brother, who is on Love Island. And look, as you obviously are aware, Beth is very, very keen. And if things don't work out, then we're going to have our very own Canberra version of Love Island, where we're just going to send you out onto Aspen Island with a picnic, with a bottle of champagne, and I reckon like sparks are just going to fly.
Yes, I'm so in. Thanks so much, Steph.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Instacan with Mobsy, Betho and Jason Roses. Sunday afternoon from 4 on Hit 104.7.
This is Instacan, a brand new show for your Sunday afternoon with Mobsy, Betho and Jason Roses.
Okay, guys, so I'm so fired up. I don't know if you've seen this video online. It's in New York. These two girls are in an Uber and they kiss. And the Uber driver apparently was so offended by this kiss in the back of an Uber, he kicked them out and started to be aggressive, started to saying it's illegal and it's not acceptable, and basically kicked them out of the Uber and became a little bit aggressive with one of the girls. And I'm so offended because obviously in Australia we're so lucky, same-sex marriage has just been passed, and even in the ACT we had the highest number of votes, and I can't believe stuff like this is still happening in the real world, in the modern world. Like, I was so angry.
Oh, it makes me so angry too. Like, I can't even believe it's an issue in 2018. Like, even when we're having that same-sex marriage debate a couple of months back, I'm so glad it got passed, but it's like, this shouldn't even be a debate. It should just be equality for everyone.
Completely agree. And I, you know, I kind of feel like, who is anyone to pass their opinion on someone, make them feel so uncomfortable? And yeah, like, I just felt so sorry for these girls, because that would be such a confronting position, and no one deserves, whether they're straight or gay, to be put in that sort of position. And my blood is boiling. But apparently the CEO of Uber has come out and they've suspended the guy, and I'm all for whatever happens, because he does not deserve to be driving an Uber.
Now, Jason, you're in a same-sex relationship.
Yes.
It seems that this driver was not happy because there was a lesbian couple making out, and, you know, it's this absolute crap that he got shitty with it. How would you feel if you're in the shoes of those girls?
I mean,
and you got kicked out because you planted a kiss on your partner?
I mean, I would feel so uncomfortable. Like, you know, even my experience coming out wasn't the easiest. So, like, you know, you feel you come so far, and then to be, I guess, put back in that position, it's actually really, really upsetting, you know, because, I mean, I think you think society's come so far, but people still have those views. And don't get me wrong, I'm all for have your opinions, but don't pass it on to other people. Because, yeah, it was just really, really upsetting to see that.
Have you had anything like that ever happen to you?
Yeah, I've had a lot of online trolls, a lot of people being derogatory, a lot of people, you know, saying you should go kill yourself. So, yeah, so like online trolls is super bad. And again, I mean, I feel sorry for, I'm a very strong person, but a lot of the younger kids out there that get put through this that can't handle this. And, you know, like the rates of suicide goes up in schools, particularly with a lot of the younger kids, because they're bullied every day. So I still think the bullying is an issue in society that needs to be addressed. But yeah.
I hope that Uber driver got no stars. What an absolute idiot. if you guys are going through a rough time, if you are being bullied, you can always buzz Lifeline. They do have professionally trained counsellors. You can catch them 24/7. Their number is 13 11 14. Jason, thank you so much for speaking so openly about this, because I know you came into the studios and you were so fired up to see this happen. And it's just, to be happening this day and age is absolutely crap. So thank you.
Completely agree. And if it happens to anyone, just hold yourself with confidence.
Mm.
Don't let it affect you, because there's always going to be naysayers, always negative people. And just be positive, be happy, move on, and just forget about them.
Very well
said. Much better than those idiots.
Definitely.
Instacan with Mobsy, Betho and Jason Roses. Sunday afternoon from 4 on Hit 104.7.
We are filtering through what's happening in Canberra and around the world. And yesterday, guys, Exhibition Park, it was the place to be. Do you know what was going on?
No, tell us.
A pooch affair. Now, this is a big day. Basically, think of it as a dog day out. And there was doggy malls. You could shop up a storm. There was a fashion parade.
Oh, my God!
It even had a theme of denim and diamonds.
Oh, my gosh.
That is amazing.
People like myself, I spend so much on my dogs. I've got two Cavoodles.
Oh,
I know. They're so cute. And let me just tell you, I'm every weekend at Pet Barn spending so much money on dogs. They cost so much.
This is why I don't have a dog.
I know.
Well, Beth, we're talking off air about getting a dog. We're like, oh, yeah, you should, but it's going to cost a lot of money, because I've got a Cavoodle, same as you, Jason. Her name's Boo. Now, she's been in our lives for 8 years. If you follow me on Instagram, it's basically all I post pictures of. She is the best. Like, she's got more clothes than I do.
I love that.
She eats better than I do. The other night, I had cheese on toast with a little bit of Vegemite. How gourmet. Boo got to have organic beef mince.
Are you serious?
Bone broth.
Oh, my gosh.
Zucchini and carrot all cooked together, all sauteed together in a pot.
Okay, this sounds like, what's the most expensive thing, Ellie, you've spent on your dog?
I've spent.
Oh, my God. I'm going to die. Oh, here we go.
$300 on a dog fetching toy.
Wow.
Something that I could do with my own arm, but I was like, oh, this is fun. It's electronic.
Does it work?
Cute.
Still?
Well, she used it once and then she just gave up.
Oh, my God.
No, my bad. But come on, Jason, surely you've spent big money on your dog too.
I do. Like, when I buy my treats for my dogs, I go to the local butcher and I buy them like lamb rump little steaks.
Yes.
They love that.
That's good for the gut.
It is. But when I go to the butcher, they're like, oh, you're having like a barbecue or a dinner party. I'm like, no, these are for my two Cavoodles.
Well, 13 10 60, we've got Lorenzo on the line from Cook, and he's going to make us feel so much better, because you spent a lot of money on your pet. What's the GO?
Yeah, kind of. We've got two Spoodles, and they are so spoiled. We went to New York for 6 weeks, and we're like, okay, we could either get our parents to look after them, who are, you know, parents, so they'd probably, like, lock them outdoors, or we could send them this awesome, what's it, like a dog hotel out near kind of Gunning Gundaroo.
Doggy daycare.
Like 6 weeks. Yeah, exactly.
Heated so cute.
Floors, beds. Padding. I think they got massages. I'm not really sure.
Get out.
This is a joke. I can't even afford a massage for myself.
Okay, wait. Lorenzo, I think everyone wants to know, before you tell us about all the luxuries, how much did this cost?
Look, I mean, round about $5,000. I mean, it was worth it, right? I mean, they're happy. They came back fat. So well,
you know what? They went on a health retreat while you went overseas. I love that.
I also came back fat. So, I mean, we both had a ball.
On second thought, guys, as much as I really, really want a sausage dog, I don't think I'm going to get a dog. I really can't afford it.
Heated floors. They literally went on a better holiday than you, Lorenzo.
Lorenzo, probably. We're going to put you on hold. I'm going to grab your number off the air, because I'm booking myself into that pet resort.
Instacan with Mobsy, Betho and Jason Roses. Sunday afternoon from 4 on Hit 104.7.
So last night, I'm calling it Super Saturday. There was so much bloody sport on. Of course, there was the FIFA World Cup, Australia versus Germany. France. Beth, get it right. There also was a Wallabies game and there was some cricket. So all the sports fans were like, this is Christmas.
What TV screen am I going to look at?
So much sport to watch.
go down to Harvey Norman and get yourself some new TVs, apparently. I think that's what people would have had to actually do.
And TVs are cheap these days.
Really?
Yeah, so cheap.
All right, well, you're a real estate agent, so you're rich, remember.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Well, with all the sport that was happening, I mean, they're all the professionals, but I am all for some grassroots sports teams.
Mm.
Yes, and local Canberra sports.
You know, you look there at the Wallabies, there's a bunch of Canberra boys in there. They probably started at Eddie's or something. The Socceroos, there was the guy who billeted with the Canberra family for 3 months, so therefore we claim him as one of our own. And you got the cricket. Well, now, we're not very good at cricket, are we?
Nah, no. Forget about that.
Forget about cricket. Soccer.
Soccer, that's where we're good. Rugby. So we thought, you know, we put the call out on the Hit 104.7 Facebook page for some sporting teams that we should get behind.
Yeah. Much more important than those people who are getting paid millions of dollars. They're already getting enough glory.
And enough money.
Exactly.
And trips around the world. Yes, no, definitely. Local sporting teams here in Canberra.
I want to give a shout out to the under-11 St. Pat's hockey team.
Okay.
I used to play for them. We were great. We won the grand final back in the day.
Really?
Wow.
And a big shout out to all of those parents who would be on the sidelines freezing their butts off this weekend. Because, gosh, it would be hard being a sporting parent.
Yes, so cold. Freezing.
On 131060, we do have Mandy from Sutton who's called up. I believe that you're actually one of those parents who stands on the sideline. Is that correct?
Stands on the sideline, have been standing on the sideline for many years in the Canberra cold, and there's lots of other parents who do it every weekend, and it is bitterly horrible.
Who's the team we need to be cheering for?
My son plays for Vikings. He loves it. He is addicted to the sport, and most of the guys that he plays with, they not only like train 4 days a week or 3 days a week, because he helps with the Brumbies as well, but they also work full-time or study full-time. So it's a massive commitment for all of them to get there, do their training, eat properly, go to the gym. My son goes to uni. He has two jobs and he trains 4 days a week. To all the parents and all the kids who do it week in, week out, yeah.
Your son sounds amazing. Can I ask, how old is he?
He's 20.
And
Beth
is
suddenly interested.
He sounds amazing. How could I not be interested in that profile? I think InstaCan is going to be renamed Let's Find Beth Love.
I know. Call in now.
InstaCan with Mobsy, Betho and Jason Roses. Sunday afternoon from 4 on Hit 104.7.
Alicia Silverstone this week, she came out and said that she just showed her son, who's 5, the movie Clueless, of course, which she is famous for.
Love that
great
movie.
Great movie. But then after he saw it, he obviously saw one of the scenes of her like kissing that boy and he French kissed her.
Whoa.
Oh, gross. Okay. Acceptable, not acceptable.
Not okay. I'm like really against the whole kissing parents on the lips thing. Like I'm like, no. What about you guys?
I'm with you 100%.
Really? I mean, I think like, you know, like younger kids that like, you know, that kiss their fathers. I think it's kind of cute, you know, obviously it can't be like a French kiss,
but
a kiss on the lips. I think that's cute.
See, I remember when I was younger, I think I was about 5 and I'd seen, you know, people kissing or whatever. And I think we were at church or something and my mum was there. And then I just went up and I kissed her on the lips. And she was like,
how did she take it?
Not well. She was like, what are you doing? That is gross. Like, we don't do that. And honestly, I am mortified by the experience. We have never spoken about it ever since. To this day. Like, I am, what's wrong with me?
Beth, we've actually got a surprise for you because you've spoke about this recently in the office.
Yes.
And I've become besties with your mum.
No! What?
Mrs. Beth, hello.
Hello.
Oh, God.
Now, Beth's mum.
Beth's mum, hello.
Hello.
I've just heard a story about you and your daughter. Woof.
Yeah.
The question is, Beth's mum, do you remember the story in church?
Outside church. We just walked
outside
church. Yeah.
Beth coming up to you and giving you a big kiss on the lips.
Not, look, it's sort of a vague recollection. It sort of rang a bell, but it's not something that I obviously thought about very much or
okay.
Remember it, no. Yep.
And were you okay with it?
Obviously, as she said, and I'm pretty sure that I would think, yuck. I love Beth, but I didn't need a smooch.
Well, this is the question I think all the listeners want to know. Does Beth have bad breath?
No, of course not.
Good.
Thank you, Mum. I'm glad that you're at least sticking up for me on that part. You guys did nag me to clean my teeth like all the time. And also, Dad doesn't let us have garlic in the house. Let's not forget about that.
No, what? She has excellent dental hygiene.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's important.
Dad doesn't let you cook with garlic. Tell them about that.
No.
Really?
No, I'm not allowed. No, because he might get bad breath.
I love garlic. I love herbs.
So
oh, my God.
We're going to have to get you on next weekend's show, and this is going to be, we're going to ask people of Canberra, like, do you ban garlic in your house as well for the breath situation? I'm fascinated by this.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, but anyway.
That explains a lot about Beth.
Yeah, that explains why I'm still single, because every single guy, I'm like, ooh, what's wrong with your breath? They're like, yeah, I just had myself garlic bread, okay?
Well, thank you so much for coming on the air.
That's okay. Nice to meet you all.
Nice to talk to you.
Bye, Mum.
That's us done. Our very first show, InstaCan. That was great fun, wasn't it?
Can't wait for next week. Bring it on.
Me too.
Well,
more
it's a big
topics.
One next Sunday because State of Origin night.
Of course.
Yes.
Okay. Lots to talk about.
I've put a call through to the boss, Rod, and I'm like, hey, do you want to see if there's any pubs that want to let us do the show from?
That would be amazing.
That
if we
would
can
be
do
a
that.
Great idea if we could do that.
Seriously, any pubs listening right now, can we do the show from there? Just saying, call us up.
You can hit us up anytime on the Hit 104.7 Facebook page. Shoot us a message. Thank you so much for listening to InstaCan. It has been Mobsy, Betho, and Jason Roses. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
See ya.
See ya. Bye.
InstaCan with Mobsy, Betho, and Jason Roses. Sunday afternoon from 4 on Hit 104.7.